We're holding in Siman Reish Mem Ches in the middle of Seif Aleph. We learned the halacha that there's an issur to go into the Sfina and to go Erev Shabbos before Shabbos, two or three days. Only 3 days before Shabbos you're allowed to go out, but before that you're not allowed to go into the Sfina, to go into the ocean, for the several reasons. Other mitzad chshash that you will come to Pekuach Nefesh, b'meli you will have to do a melocha. Other mitzad chshash that you yitzchu tzlatchum. Other mitzad bitul oinig Shabbos because you're not used to the water. Other mitzad nire keshat. But in Erev Shabbos, for sure you're not allowed to. But 3 days before Shabbos, you're allowed to. Avdem zag l'shulchan aruch. But it's another case that you have a heter afilu be'erev Shabbos. Imu derech muot is a short way. Ki goyim mitzor letzidon. She'ein b'neim ki ma'alach yim echot. Mutor lehaflik be'erev Shabbos v'boiker. Mipnei she'efshor she'yagi Hashem k'edim ha'Shabbos. Because there's a possibility that he will come there before Shabbos. Even though it's not for sure that he will come there before Shabbos. Umokim she'nagu shloy lehaflik be'erev Shabbos. V'al afilu derech muot ein mafligim. But if it's a meaning not to go erev Shabbos, for sure you're not allowed to. Zog demishne b'hure. The heter, you're allowed to leave in the morning of Friday because it's a mahalach yom echad. What is in the morning? Because if Moshech shov v'shosayim al hayom, if it's already a couple hours into the day, also, because you will not come there before Shabbos. But if not, you're allowed to leave early in the morning because efshor she'yagi Hashem k'edim Shabbos. Zog demishne b'hure sivkot nidalef. Mishe efshor otzoleima. Kshiyesh ruach toiv hoylchim b'yom echad. Chanshor ilahalach b'erev Shabbos mishe efshor she'yeh ruach toiv. Even that now, it's not a ruach toiv, but while it's efshor, there will be a ruach toiv, and then his ability, he's allowed to. And later, if taki is not maspik, so while he was yotza beheter, he's allowed to, and if it's later, it's a pekuach nefesh, he's eivor tchubim, he's eivor memele, and there's no nirei kishash, there's no chshash bitul enek Shabbos. So the poiski is manein and have a suffix. What would be if he started to leave, was no good wind, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Now, even if it be a good wind already, it's too late that he will get there. But he could come back. He's mechuyev to come back or not, and the mitzvah is that he's not mechuyev to come back. They have the same shaila if a person is going in a boat already 5 days before Shabbos, and he arrived a day before Shabbos in a place. He's allowed to leave to the next step or not. So if he's the time of Einig Shabbos that he's used to for the water, for sure it's okay. But what if the shaila in Pikuach Nefesh that he's causing, maybe he'll do a melocha in Shabbos, and maybe he will do Eivor Tchumim, the one that say Vali went in Beheter, even though there's a stop, and now he could go off, for sure it's mutter to carry on. And the same thing like we said, if he went out, even after 3 hours, he realizes that he will not make it already, he's not mechuyev to come back. Now, Acharonim HaMetzayim, we'll have to learn in Siman Reish Mem Tes, that it's an issur to leave Erev Shabbos, if you know you will come to a place mamash before Shabbos. So we have to know how this aloha will fit with the Siman Reish Mem Tes, Seif Aleph, Ez Hashem, which I had to speak about in the Siman Reish Mem Tes, Seif Aleph. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, Seif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch is coming to say Shita Sarif, that even in the case that there is no chshash pikuach nefesh, no chshash, the boat is full of goyim and they're doing it for the goyim. If the water is the malam ha'asoro, there's no chshash. But even so, you're not allowed to be mafling in the Sfina in 3 days for Shabbos. Ain mafling in the Sfina pochis m'shloish yom k'edem Shabbos. Why? Mishum oinek Shabbos. Shekashloish yom ha'yishonim yesh lehem tzar ve'bilbul. B'meile, a person will have a bitl oinek Shabbos. The dafka l'mashenken, if he goes before, so really he's used to for the water. The dafka l'mafligim b'yamim ha'meluchim. Aber b'nahoris en shum tzar l'mafligim b'yam. So the fichach mutol ha'aflig b'mafilu b'erev Shabbos. And fresh water is no chashash. Zagim shalazam, the same thing in the ocean, if a person is used to for the water, b'mele is no chashash. Aber, even that what is mutol in the water is only b'ushalo yodua lo she'en b'amom k'basor tfachim. That he doesn't know that it's shorter places that the water is not deep as so for him, because that is a shadow from Tchumim. But among them, she would do it, she mekarka, sinu lekarka, no, pochit masorot for him. Also, even the water is deep, but the boat goes down, and from the bottom of the boat to the floor is less than masorot for him. It's also. Shabur speaks down, it could be, if he's on top, even at lemaisa, the boat is in the bottom, mishas atchak, yesh lehokel. Mishum usot Tchumim, zog the Ramo, v'chen besfino, and the same thing in a boat. Even when it's inside the water, there is no problem. The high no sweet water in a river, there is no chash. But if it's a tzadar, you have to do a melocha. She itzoch, it's all over the melocha. But Shabbos also lekones bo shalishim kedem Shabbos. Because you have another problem. I'm causing myself chil Shabbos, and only 3 days before, then I'm allowed to. Afilu emnaoris anoyvim. Afilu emnaoris anoyvim. Even there's no chash, oinik Shabbos, there's no chash. If tchumim, but if you're causing yourself to do a chil Shabbos, you're only allowed to go 3 days before Shabbos. But if it's inside 3 days and it's no chash b'chilu Shabbos and it's no chash tchumim, you're allowed to. Even that the boat is carried by animals. Afilu im ein, aval ein isu b'ma shabahem es moshes asfina b'sfas anor, v'lo idomi le'alicha b'kohen sh'asu. If the goyim are moving the boat with boats, with animals, even if the goyim are doing it l'ruba ma'akub, it's not called done for the Yisrael, so I would think that it's also like you're not allowed to sit in the koin, that the goyim are moving with the animal because it's gzeire the rabbonon, shemu yachter z'moiro to hit the animal to move. So maybe here, it'll be a new isu to sit in the boat, like it's yosher b'kohen. So the animal is not near the koin, it's on the land, it's on the sea, and here and the side of the water, and he's inside the water, there's no gzeir in Rabbana. So this is the Chiddush Shulchan Aruch, that a person is not allowed to go in 3 days of Shabbos, because he's mevatlo in the Shabbos, of Shulzam and Erebach said, for the same reason, you're not allowed to make operation in Erev Shabbos, because you're causing yourself bitlo in the Shabbos. I saw one of the poskim, Manein, who wants to say, not to fly in an airplane a day or two before Shabbos, because you're jet lag in Shabbos, and it's a bit learning Shabbos. But it's a big chiddush, and it's not mashma like that. Rav Zalman Erbach said that tiredness, he spoke about soldiers that are going to do practice, tiredness is not called bit learning Shabbos. Nauseous, dizzy is called bit learning Shabbos. And especially the Mishchanoch brings down later, Baruch Halacha, that if it's a minute to go on Erev Shabbos, Yeshar Balismoich, not to be choshish to the Srif. And especially the Biramos says later that the Zman Hazeh, Hakel is called a Tzerech Mitzvah, and Tzerech Mitzvah anyway you're allowed to go Be'er of Shabbos. But Mele, it's a big Chiddush of that Rav. So the Mishnah Berurah of Sivkot and Beis, Afilu Be'er of Shabbos. Ve'en Tzorch Lifzik Ima She'ish Bois. Ve'en Lavnik B'Shabbos, Ayim B'Siv Gima. Ve'hu Shelo Yeh, they came in the Tchumim B'Rabbonan, Afilu Lemalam Yud Beis Mil, Afilu B'Tchumim Yud Beis Mil, Kamen on the Vyan Ben Oris, Em Be'em Isu D'Rais, Divra HaKoyl. Lefichoch, if it's not that he knows that it's less deep from Asorot Fochim, Misfeke Lehokil, ואמרים לעומק עשורת פוחים מקרקע הספינס לקרקע מים והם תחומים למעלה מעשור. סעיף קוטן י' שמקרקע הספינס פירוש אף על פי שהמים עמוקים עשור אם הספינס משוקז במים שאין בין הקרקע הספינס לקרקע מים עשורת פוחים לא מבויים מיועי שבספינס למעלה מעשור נמצא מלך למטה מעשור. If you're sitting at the bottom of the boat for sure it's also. אלא אפילו מיועי שבלמעלה בספינס במוקם שהוא גבויה גם כן עשו. כיוון שהספינס רחוב הארבור וניחה להלוך כאימן למטה דומי. יש מתירים שהוא יישב למעלה מסורת פוחים ונרגל פלויס למטה מסורת פוחים וישליס מויך על דבריהם שהוא צורך לכך. Also, לא תסיינו בכל השלוש יום קודם השבס. אם יודע שיזם אלי שם בשבס, a lower place that is חשש עם איסור תחומים. אבל קודם זה מותר, כמו שכסלנו לסעיף א', that before 3 days is מותר, עשיים את הפיקוח נפש, and even if it's not a פיקוח נפש, שחנוך הרב says, ועל עצמם מילה, אל חזל בן אסר to go in. לידי מלוכה, אפילו מלוכה דרבונו. להיכנס בשלוש יום ומתן, כמו שכסלנו למעלה. אין איסור במה שבהם, אז רוצה לומר, ואם לא איסור אחר, גם בנרוס, אני לא אבין למעלה מעשור. וגם לא איסור איסור לעשות מלוך ראשון, the goyim is doing it for goyim. אין לאסור איסור בספינה, איך אשר בהם, יש מושר ספינה. וידי מגלוי אישו בקורן ובהם, יש מושר ספינה, דה אוסו. Why? ואמרירן הוכי, דה אוסו מטעם שם היחת לסמר להניגו, אבל לא רבהם, יש מושר כמנו, ועל כן מתומה, על כן מותר אפילו בתוך שלוש יום. This is the הלוך, the שולחן אורך. Now, before we go weiter, I want to be moisif. From this halacha would come out that to go in an electric train that is going in Shabbos, like the Chassam Sefer like this, if it goes out the Tchum, the train, from city to city, so then it's also, because it's over and Tchumim, and even Lamala Ma'asoro, yes, Tchumim, it's by Abosho, especially if it's Rochel Baldamas, well, there's no heter to go on an electric train in Shabbos, even that it's going and they're doing it for going and they're not doing it for the Yisrael. The question was, what if the halacha is if he wants to go on the electric train in Shabbos, but inside the city? Lechur al pi halacha would be no problem, as they be stated that you're allowed to. But even so, the Beis Yitzchok brings down Yoredei Chelik Beis Simel Amed Aleph Osur Yisrei Berakeves Chashmoris Betoich Ha'ir Lolov Av Shen Yoyitzchuk Zotchum Mishum Uvdin Dechol. ויש לא חוש על דרי בימסו מסריח כוח החשמו. למעיס, I heard from Shem Zalman Erbach, that some things that people do in Shabbos, could be it's also a bialoche, but as a yid machdos is a ele kayid. But if someone goes on a train in Shabbos, even in a bialoche, could be it's not also, could be it's not also, aber er heist a sheget. The same shayla legabe yontef sheni, to go into a bus in Eretz Yisrael, saying again, the hero is not to do it b'shum pani v'oifim. There's another shayla that came up, to go on a bicycle. L'chura, to go on a bicycle, what could be the issu to go on a bicycle? So some people wanted to say, if there's no problem of chutz l'tchum, you'd be allowed to go on a bicycle. Lemaisa, the Kafachayim brings down not to go on a bicycle on Shabbos. Now, it's not clear what is the issue exactly to go on a bicycle on Shabbos. Why it's also to go on a bicycle on Shabbos. As the Rav Pa'olim wants to say that Yemuta, the Kafachayim says that Lemaisa was his kabam not to go, and I'll say over what says in Shemir Shabbos, Kilchoso, Perek the Zayin, if you Zayin, he says like this. A three-wheel bike that is made for kids, you don't have to stop a kid to go with it. But a bicycle, even if it's made for kids on two wheels, even in a case that is not made of ear, there's a chash that he will fix it, you're not allowed to go on it in Shabbos. So the Maaser Hazeh is Niskabel, and this is the meaning that we don't go on bicycles in Shabbos. If someone wants to see, there's a lot of Mekoros on it, it's a Shulchan, from the Ramah, from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. To go on the airplane, also it's the same problem with Tchubim. So even if you go before Shabbos, and everything is done for a guy, and it's not done for you, that is no chash meloche, but the ma'isi over Tchumim, so it could be even if you go 3 days before, because you have vada over Tchumim. So we'll see, but if for sure to go a day before is Isur, because you over Isur Tchumim. What if someone goes out Motzi Shabbos, and he just passes the time set line, and is a couple hours inside Shabbos, he will have to ask a shayla. Zog the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Gimel. Even though we learned the halacha that an Erev Shabbos is mutar, and the case is Nahoris v'yamim, it's no chashash oinig Shabbos, and the guy is doing the melacha, there's no chashash melacha. But nevertheless, to go in Shabbos is also to live in Shabbos. Why it's also to live in Shabbos? The reason it's also to live in Shabbos is because the nozik zera the rabbanon of nire keshot. And that is the rabbanon of nire keshot is the issu to live in a boat in Shabbos. So from this comes the Seif Gimel. What is the case that you'll be allowed to leave even in Shabbos? Zog Shulchan Aruch and Seif Gimel. Heiche de mutter lehaflik me'erev Shabbos em nichlas besfina me'erev Shabbos v'kona b'shvisa. Af al pishim afleges b'shabbos mutter v'hu shelo yotzo me'asfina me'e shekona b'shvisa. V'yishayim de afilim yotzo me'asfina shorid. Ach shekona b'shvisa b'erev Shabbos means he was in the hold of Hashmoshes. Mutter achakach to go out l'ikonas b'shu b'shabbos v'lehaflik. Yes, that did the same thing. They made a shvise, but chutz from the shvise, and ben hashmoshes, oisim bo kiddush b'sfina, v'chaka choizim lebeisu v'lo nishom, but they have to make a shvise. V'lemoch choizim asfina mafligim, v'chinoagu v'mitzvus mekoimis v'elim choiz, v'ikar let's talk about nahoriz, that is no chshash, if oinik Shabbos. The Bir Halacha brings down, also mekoimis, they were not choishish b'chlal for this halacha, v'oinik Shabbos, v'yesh them al mismich, if this is the minag, and by them out, if the ikar, if the guy is doing the melacha, you're allowed to go on Erev Shabbos. Zog the Mishneh Berurah Seif Gimel Seif Kotn Yutes. Heiche the Mutar Pirush. Da Mechaber Lekom Aleil Lehatir Afilu Benoros Anayv Minamala Masor Lehavlik Berev Shabbos. Aval B'Shabbos Loi. Vekan Osi Laurue De Lefa'oim Av B'Shabbos Mutar Lehavlik Berev. Shvisa Aynu Shiyoshav Shom Kola Ben Hashmoshes Ad Shetechshach. Vehu Shelo Yotso Dila Vohchi Osu Likon Zav B'Shabbos Mishnir Kishat Avnei Amayim. Vezo Osu Kmishikos Asimen Shilametes. מאחר שקונוב, היינו, ועל ידי זה אבי לי אספיני כבייסי ונירי כשעת שנכנס בו בשבס. ואפילו לדי הזו אינו מוי לקינן שביסי אלו שימותו לקונס בו אספיני בשבס. אבל כשמגיע אחר כך ליבושו, עושו ללוזז ארבע עמוס, כמו שקוסו לסימן תו דלת, if he went out the ספיני ערב שבס, after that he was קיינן שביסי. אבל אם לא יוצא מהספיני משקונו בשביסו, מותו אחר כך לילך במוקם שהגיע עד 2,000 עמל לכל רוח. והנה מילה כשאיזה הספיני לא ילו למעלה מהעשרות ווחים, but if in the way, אז מוקים פורס מהסור, אפילו אם יוצא בערב לבייסו, אחר שקונו שביסו, כאילו ששוסס באבי מחיץ לבו אידיון, וגם לקונו שביסו כלל לבו אידיון, אין משנה ברורה, what is that הלוכה? משנה ברורה, אין סימן טוב פי סעיף זי. שביסו בערב שבס, ואפילו אם חל יונטה בערב שבס, it's not enough that he was קונו שביסו ערב יונטה, ויאס to קונו אין שבס, and ערב שבס שביסו, it's not called מייחי. שאויסים בקידוש ובזוג במשבור גם לדי הזו בעינן שישו שם כל הבן השמוש הזה ינקין על שפיסו שסייבים לכתחיל אני לא יכול לעשות שם גם כן קידוש ולא יכול מעל כדי לפרסם הדובר שקודם שם שפיסו ולא יובר לחושלו